Welcome to the show. You are listening to the Dead Cats and Company present. This week on the program, the Dead Cats present War of the Worlds in 10 minutes. War of the Worlds, the epic struggle between man and something that's not man. Enjoy the show.
This is INN, International News Network. It's better than Fox News, but what isn't?
Good morning. I'm world-renowned journalist Tom Stone reporting to you live from the INN headquarters in New York City. Thousands of meteors fell to the Earth last night in what scientists have called a freak meteor shower. The event is so outstanding, we decided to give it its own name and music. Meteor Crisis. Oh, wait. We now go live to our reporter in the field, Brent Calhoun. Brent.
Thanks, Tom. I'm standing, along with many citizens, in the middle of a field in Buffalo, New York, next to a giant crater surrounded by military scientists and soldiers in hazmat suits. Makes me wonder if I need a hazmat suit. Hey, can I get a hazmat suit over here sometime soon? Yeah, all right. The crater measures about 100 feet in diameter, and it is still undetermined exactly how deep the crater is.
Well, gee willikers, Brent, that doesn't sound like a normal crater at all.
Well, Tom, I wouldn't know anything about that. I'm a meteorologist, and it would seem there's been some sort of mix-up here.
No, Brent, I did that on purpose. Wolf Blitzer bet me $50 that I wouldn't send a meteorologist to a meteor crash site. I now have $50. It is, in fact, quite humorous.
No, Tom, it's not. Nevertheless, I have with me the man leading the crater excavation team here, Dr. Schwarzenberger. Hello, Doctor.
Hello.
Do you have anything you can tell us about Meteor Crisis 08?
We have concluded that we have no idea what is going on.
So, this is not your average meteor shower?
What is this? Of course it is not average! Thousands of meteors crash all over the world in one night, creating radioactive craters.
Radioactive? Don't you think you should have warned the public about this radiation, Doctor?
Yeah, we kinda dropped the ball on that one.
Yeah, I guess you did. Thank you, Doctor.
Brent, what's that sound?
There seems to be slight tremors. I think I hear something that sounds like a machine. The sound seems to be coming from the crater. I think I see something coming up out of the crater now. It's enormous.
Brent, what is it? Describe it, Brent.
It seems to be a large walking machine about 200 feet high. It has a saucer-shaped body, which is supported by several legs.
How many legs, Brent?
Three legs. It's a tripod, Tom. It's a tripod.
Dear goodness. Well, it's time for a commercial break from our corporate sponsors. We'll be right back.
Ovaltine. Made to the taste of today's adults and their more discriminating children, there's nothing imitation about Ovaltine. Its vitamin-rich refreshment restores you naturally without using caffeine. Have you tried Ovaltine lately?
Welcome back. Before the break, we were listening to Brent Calhoun reporting live from the crash site of what we now know was an alien vehicle, or tripod. Every single crater caused last night had a tripod in it, which means there are thousands of these machines causing havoc all across the globe. We now go back to Brent for more. Brent, what's going on?
Bad things, Tom. The tripods seem to be equipped with ray guns that vaporize anything. It's killing everyone!
Obviously not everyone, Brent, being that you're still alive. Honestly, I expect better reporting from you.
Tom, I am a meteorologist! I forecast the weather! I am not supposed to be out here!
Well, fine then. What's today's forecast?
Are you kidding?
I only kid for money, Brent.
Oh, well, there's about a 40% chance of rain, with a 90% chance of the apocalypse! The military has started moving into an offensive position.
Fire!
The soldiers are shooting at the tripod now. Oh, there seems to be no effect. Oh my god! The soldiers have been killed! They've been massacred! And the rest of the military excavation team is retreating. I'm gonna go see if I can...
People of Earth, I'm the Martian King from Mars. For thousands of years, we have observed your puny world and have hated it for nearly all that time. Earth displeases us. Now, because we are technologically superior, we will crush you under the three legs of our mighty tripods. You will never be able to stop the great Martians from Mars! Transmission ended!
Well, I wouldn't have guessed it, but the tripods seem to be captained by angry Martians from Mars. Now, I would like to take you to some of our news affiliates around the globe in a segment we are calling War of the Worlds 08. First, we will go to our correspondent in Beijing, China, Donna Stevens. Donna.
Hello, Tom.
Donna, how is China handling the Martian attacks?
Well, I would say that China is handling it the best way China can, by using their entire army to attack the tripod head-on.
Well, that just sounds stupid. According to our reports, the tripods have not been breached by any form of weaponry.
This is true, Tom, but the Chinese government decided to just send wave after wave of soldiers to see if they could overwhelm the tripods.
Well, did it work?
No, not at all. Most of them think it's a Godzilla attack anyway. They're probably used to this stuff.
Donna, I believe Godzilla is from Japan.
Tomatoes, tomatoes, Tom.
How incredibly offensive. But let's face it, China had it coming. Next, we go to our correspondent in London, England, Nigel Tallywhale. Nigel, what's going on across the pond? I'm being told by my producers that London is gone, destroyed by the tripods along with most of Great Britain. But here's some breaking news. With the British pound gone, the US dollar is now the third highest ranking currency in the world. Our next correspondent comes from Baghdad, Iraq, Richard Rogers. Richard, how are things in Baghdad?
Oh, you know, it's the same old, Tom.
Richard, I don't quite understand. Haven't the tripods attacked?
Oh, yeah, the Martians did come by, but they kind of looked around, didn't really see anything for them to do any damage to, and left. Plus, you know, Tom, it is Iraq. It has seen its fair share of foreign invaders. All of the locals seem pretty apathetic to this, quote, invasion.
Thanks, Richard. Well, due to the fact that all my other sources are either dead or incapacitated, we now go back to Brent Calhoun, who has managed to stay alive and tag along with the military.
Thanks, Tom. I'm outside of New York City with General Snyder, who is in charge of defending us against the Martians. General, is there any way of taking down these tripods?
We shot everything we got at these things, and it hasn't had any effect. In fact, our next plan is to shoot some nuclear warheads at these tripods.
Won't fallout from nuclear weapons make parts of the Earth completely uninhabitable?
Yes, most definitely.
But if we can't have Earth, the aliens can't either.
Brent, I think there's another option.
Tom, what are you talking about?
When I was a boy, there was a stray dog that lived in my neighborhood with three legs. We called him Cripples McGee. One summer, I was playing outside and the dog came up to me. I said, I don't want to be friends, Cripples, and I kicked one of the legs out from under it. The dog flipped over and broke its back. It had to be put down.
However disturbing that story is, Tom, I think you may have a point. General, what if you just tripped the tripods? Then they would fall on themselves and be crushed.
Yeah, I could work. It won't be as fun as shooting rockets, but we don't have to destroy the world. Let's do it.
Tom, they're going to try and trip the tripods.
That is terrific, Brent. And while that is going on, we will take another break for our corporate sponsors.
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
I would drop kick a poodle.
Frame you for murder?
I'd sell my blood.
I'd go to the store. Really, that's all you have to do to get a delicious Klondike bar.
Klondike bar. Want one? Get one.
Welcome back. I am Tom Stone for INN. When we last left, the U.S. military was setting up trip lines for the tripods to trip over. We will now return you to our field reporter, Brent Calhoun, who is witnessing the events firsthand.
Thanks, Tom. The trip lines are set up, and just in time. All right, several tripods are now approaching. Please work, please. One tripod is almost there. Almost, yeah! Yes! Worked! The tripod is down! It's fallen and it can't get up! Tom, I for one hope the aliens don't have Medicare alert bracelets. And the rest of the tripods are doing the same. They're falling and breaking like spidery dominoes! Tom, I forecast that we win.
People of Earth, I'm the Martian King from Mars. Remember? It would seem that you have found and exploited our tripod's single design flaw. We have no defense against your trip lines. We have therefore decided to destroy your planet by detonating the radioactive power sources in our tripods. If we can't have Earth, no one can. So goodbye. Detonate tripod!
You have been listening to the Dead Cats and Company present War of the Worlds in 10 Minutes. Tune in next week for our rendition of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.